Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan 5 Alarm Marathon is tomorrow. Plan to join us for lunch on Thursday. Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department from noon until 1:30. We'll have hot dogs, subs, chips, and more. Fan 5 Alarm Marathon presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union and brought to you by South Hills Lincoln, the PA Market, and Fast Rescue Solutions. If you'd like to make a donation in advance or you'd like to make a donation tomorrow, you can also do so by texting FIRE to 412-207-3456. Here's a story that's perfect for our radio show. Beanie Bishop, former West Virginia Mountaineer, goes into the pit facility, rubs his cleats on the pit logo in the locker room, Instagrams it, puts a poop emoji over the word Pittsburgh, and we found out in the last segment that Pitt had allowed the Steelers to come in there because Sunday Night Football was filming some of the player introductions and such. Now, someone texted in and said there's a funny part to this. The Steelers locker room is so crappy that Sunday Night Football wanted to film it in the Pitt locker room. I think that's well said. Initially, when we started our brouhaha back 2 hours ago, I thought, okay, this is like a mat outside the field. No. Pitt invited them in.
Right. Yeah.
Which makes it a lot worse even for me. And I can't defend Beanie Bishop. Doug, you haven't had a chance to comment on this yet.
I was actually there yesterday. I was there giving blood. Shout out to Celeste in organizing the blood drive for the Pitt football players and anybody that wanted to come. And I saw those guys cycling in just to take their headshots, do all those promotional video things that they do, like you said, when they see Sunday Night Football. And when you think about this, when you get invited to someone's house, and that's basically when you're in their house, that locker room, how sacred it is. And anybody that's played sports, and even if you just get ice cream after the game and play sports, that locker room, you have to give it mad respect. And for them to be invited guests over and for him to do this, it just shows how unprofessional, but to the core, what type of person he is. And there's lines you just don't cross. And it's a fun rivalry, and it's a rivalry. And we say we hate each other, but we hate each other on the field. But we respect the rivalry off the field. And this is the ultimate disrespect. Not ultimate, but it is a very high-level disrespect that he did. And my point to him is, when you talk about being a professional, who's got more, I guess, ammo to go out there and disrespect somebody? Paul Skeens or Beanie Bishop? If Paul Skeens just on an interview just lit the Pirate organization up, the Pirate lineup up, and for not supporting him with any offensive firepower, we'd be like, yeah, all right.
You got it, dude.
Yes, about time. I understand. You may not condone, but you understand. Beanie Bishop, that's fighting, white clawing to stay on this roster, to come and do something like that. Just, I mean, it just shows you where he is and where his thought process is.
And Doug, you would understand better than most the relationship between the Steelers and Pitt.
Right.
And this facility that they share. I would imagine, and this is just an educated guess, people within the Steelers organization can't be all that happy about what Beanie Bishop did.
No, not at all. And especially to your neighbors.
Yeah.
Especially to the other football team in the city. And you want to promote the football ecosystem, but more importantly, the city of Pittsburgh football ecosystem. And for you to do this, that is a black mark on us because we allowed you on our roster, but you're that type of person that took advantage of that. So now that's coming back on us. And it's like a parent, when you have your kids, you go over.
Yep.
What's the first thing you say to your kid when you get ready to open the door to someone's house? Be respectful. Mind your manners. Be nice. Don't do anything stupid. You don't think you got to say that to a professional football player that's 20-some years old. But I guess they have to. I guess Art's going to have to tell them, Mike T and Omar, hey, anytime we go somewhere, be a professional. That's all crazy. You got to say. I mean, people make life harder than it needs to be. And he just made life harder for himself than it needed to be.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I mean, you just said it. I mean, you're a former general manager. And I can't imagine from now until training camp that Beanie Bishop has the leverage as he did last year of making this football team. It's probably he's going to have to move mountains.
Thin ice
from now until training camp.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a bad judgment decision. This is not to me, it's not the rivalry at all. It's beyond it. It's beyond the disrespect that he did. Listen, whenever somebody invites you in, you just be respectful.
Hopefully Rich Rod's got a coaching spot for him.
Well, he's only hiring, it seems, former Mountaineers, so I'm sure he does. And you made a good point about Zach Frazier earlier. Zach Frazier didn't do this. And I didn't think about it this way. Zach Frazier grew up in West Virginia.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Zach Frazier probably lived his entire life hating the University of Pittsburgh.
I saw Zach Frazier walk by me. He just got out of the room taking his picture.
He was a 4-year Mountaineer.
Mm-hmm.
Beanie Bishop comes in for 1 year, and he's going to get invited in, and he's going to go do that. I don't have a leg to stand on in defending the guy. I just don't. You get invited in? And you do that, it's classless. Someone texted in, West Virginia fans saying, I don't condone what Beanie Bishop did. I think that there's probably a lot of people who aren't going to condone it on that side. You're also going to have people saying, don't cry more, and that's where it's fun in a rivalry. But I want to make my point clear. You can't get invited to someone else's house and go do that.
No.
And I would never tell my kid to go do something like that.
Right.
And someone brought it up that way on the text line. And it might sound like I'm backpedaling. Look, I think information changed a little bit.
No. Look at it this way. If he would have taken a picture of the logo and then imposed a poop emoji on it, we'd all be like, oh, yeah, that's the rivalry.
Yep. Yep.
That's it.
You know what, Doug? I don't know if I feel that way. If you get invited in, don't even do that.
You're invited in.
You know what I mean?
It would be less offensive.
Yeah. It actually bothers me now that I know all of the circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I know what you were trying to do. You were trying to have your guys back. Like, well, initially, sure. You're like, all right, like I'm gonna have my guys back, okay. And then things started unraveling.
Once you get all the information.
Well, you're talking about the locker room being a sacred place, and I'm thinking like, this is a logo on a floor mat. Nah, he got invited into the locker room.
Yeah.
And he's scraping his cleats on it. Like, what are you doing? Someone texts in, Ben Charrington, very thankful for Beanie Bishop today.
Yep.
Now, here's the one positive out of all of this. This may promote Arch thinking of it might be time for us to get our own facility. That's the only positive you can see out of this. Like, all right, we're at the point now where we've outgrown this facility where we have to share and use Pitt's facility to take pictures for Sunday Night Football. Maybe it's time for us to start looking at another facility, or we're getting our own facility.
And this is to say nothing about the character of people in the Pitt football program. Like, obviously this has never happened. They would never do this. But if you told me there was some sort of scandal where one side of that facility, someone defaced the other side, I would be thinking the college kids went over and did something stupid in the facility.
Yes.
No, this is a pro. And someone wrote in and said, he's 23. He got paid to go to West Virginia. Like, he got paid. Yeah. Like, he got paid. That's why he transferred from a Big Ten school to West Virginia. He got real money, a lot of money to come in. And he wound up being an All-American. Like, you can start getting paid that kind of money, and now you're a professional. You're a professional.
I mean, he's been in the league for a year. Like, yeah. I mean,
right. This ain't a rookie either.
No.
Like, and
this isn't rookie minicamp.
And like, if Zach Frazier does it, maybe it is a slap on the wrist. Beanie Bishop was going to have, I mean, he's going to be right there on the roster cut line.
But Zach Frazier wouldn't do that.
Correct.
Mike Logan wouldn't do that because they understand professionalism and being a professional football player and understanding, honestly, the rivalry.
Right.
And they know that that's not a part of it.
No.
That has nothing to do with the rivalry.
No, it went too far.
Yeah.
It went too far.
He took advantage of his position and situation. Basically. That's it.
I wonder if the Steelers would issue an apology or if it has to come from Beanie.
Oh, it's got to come from Beanie.
Do you think they're going to talk to him about it?
Absolutely.
Because of the nature of the relationship between
the
two.
No doubt. And I know Bert's listening, so he's going to be like, this is the firestorm. These are the things we do not need to be dealing with. At this time of year.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Or ever.
Bad look.
Bad look.
Really bad look. All right. Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. The Steelers are interested, sounds like, in trading for a tight end. Steelers have a wide receiver visiting tomorrow who could wind up being on the roster. We'll get to all that when we come back with Doug Whaley.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.